Now, let's hear from some students at Blaken High as they discuss our East Gate clock and Roman walls. Please note that during this section, there was quite a lot of background noise, so please listen keenly.
East Gate Clock is a permanently open gate through the city walls of Chester, built in 1897 on the site of the original entrance to the Roman fortress of Diva Victrix. It is a prominent landmark in the city of Chester, and the East Gate Clock on top of it is said to be the most photographed clock in England after Big Ben. The original gate was guarded by a timber tower, which was replaced by the stone tower in the 2nd century, and this in turn was replaced in the 14th century. The present gateway dates from 1768, and this is a three-arched sandstone structure which carries the walkway, forming parts of the Chester city walls. In 1899, a clock was added to the top of the gateway to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Victoria 2 years before. The clock was designed by a Chester architect named John Douglas.
We are also going to mention the city walls themselves. The Romans built these walls as a strategic position at the centre of Roman Britain. You can still walk on the 2 mile walk for free. Chester is the only city in Britain that retains the full circuit of its ancient defensive walls. Walking the complete circuit gives wondrous views down into the city and gives a fantastic insight into Chester's ongoing history.
Hi, I am Fran, and we're doing a podcast with Chester School Together about the history and development of Chester. Do you live in Chester or like around Chester?
Yes, I live in Chester. About 25 years.
Do you have any personal experiences with the clock or the walls or anything?
I like walking the walls, yes. I've walked the walls many a time, and obviously if we have friends day and we always come to the clock, because isn't it the next best clock from Big Ben or something like that?
Second most photographed.
Do you know anything else about the clock?
I think it's made of gold, isn't it? Isn't it proper gold, some of it?
If you were to listen to a podcast about Chester, what would you want to hear about?
The history of Chester, definitely the cathedral, because I think that's overlooked a little bit. So I think that needs to have a little bit more of an impact. I think the Rose is very important because of the history of that, being a Roman city. Yeah. And obviously to the river, because again, that's very important. So I think Chester's got a lot to offer because of the history side of things. Yeah. And perhaps the shops has gone down a little bit, but I think people still come for the history of the city, yes, yeah.
Okay, we're just going to ask you questions.
Easy ones.
Yeah. Do you live in Chester or like?
I do.
How long have you lived there for?
20 some years.
Do you have any personal experiences or stories about the walls or the clock?
I don't know the history fantastically, but I love to walk the walls. I think it's therapeutic there.
If you were to listen to a podcast about Chester and its history, what would you want to hear about?
I mean, I read the little magazine we get in Hull this week, and it had the history of Faulkner Street, and the chemist, which is shut there now, has been open for 151 years and it's closed after all that time. So any history like that.
The clock was built by the Romans for the Diva Victrix. The second most photographed clock in the UK.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Do you live in Chester or the surrounding areas?
No, we don't. We live in York.
Have you ever visited Chester before?
I used to live in North Wales. I used to come when I was a child. Like a teenager.
Do you have any personal experiences or stories about the clock or the walls?
I've been here once, yeah, so no. Sorry.
The walls are actually 2 miles long, and do a full circuit around the whole of Chester, and they're nearly 2,000 years old, as currently. The Romans built them for defence against enemies trying to attack the Chester.
Probably people like me, Welsh.
The clock was built in 1899 for the Queen Victoria's Jubilee. It's the second most photographed clock in the UK under Big Ben.
Is it really?
Yeah. If you were to listen to a podcast about Chester and its history, what would you like to know?
The history of the Rose and the buildings. Because that strikes you as you walk in straight away. So that's the most kind of visual impact in the 20 minutes that we've been here since we parked.
Yes, since we found the car park.
Yes, exactly.
Our next move is checking in here at Story House, where we'll hear from students from Chester Catholic High.
Story House is a charity. Our home in Chester incorporates a library, theatres, an independent cinema, a community and creative spaces.
We have chosen the Story House because it is a modern day home for shows and reading, and it continues its past building ideas, being the Odeon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
I'm good, thanks Joe.
Good to hear. So, what is your position in the Story House?
I am the pastoral support lead for 14 to 25 year olds in the Young Story House team. I've worked here since November 2022.
What's your favourite part of the building?
I really like the Garrett Ball because it's nice and bright, but you can also focus and get work done in the day. I mean, our offices are quite nice, but when it gets later in the day, it can be quite dark up here.
What's the best personal experience?
From a like customer point of view, for like before I worked here, I was really drawn to Storyhouse from an accessibility point of view. I know nowhere's perfect, but I'd never been somewhere before where like disabled loos said like right-hand transfer or left-hand transfer written on it, and it was on a map, and I found that amazing. Obviously, being a wheelchair user, I know like which one I prefer. I've never seen that anywhere, so I really enjoyed the accessibility side of stuff from a customer point of view. And then since working here, I'd say I really love how open the whole organisation is to everyone and wanting everyone to come through the doors. So again, accessibility, but maybe in a slightly different way. I really, really like my team as well.
So what's your favourite experience you've had with the community?
I absolutely love our Kaleidoscope sessions and the festival in general, when we have it a week long every year. I again was involved with that before I worked here, so I go to kind of, I try and go to like some of the club nights, some of the open mic nights. I just really enjoy it. I think, I'm not sure if you know what Kaleidoscope is.
I do, I watched one.
Cool.
In the last session of a youth theatre session when I was in the 13th, 14th.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so for those who don't know, Kaleidoscope is our like festival celebrating learning disability, disability, neurodiversity. That's probably my favourite community engagement that we do. But obviously I also really enjoy like how we have, I think at one point, I'm not sure if it's quite as high now, I think it is, but we had like 200 different community groups using the space. So that's people young and old. And obviously we have stuff like Storyhouse Women and Storyhouse Elders, Storyhouse Queer, which engage different parts of our community locally. And those are always great to be involved in all the different events. So I do my best.
Did you have any past experience with what the Storyhouse was before, when it was the Odeon?
Yeah. Actually, I came here to see my very, very first film in the cinema when I was, oh, I don't know how old I was very young. I came to see a film called Thomas and the Madrid Railroad, which was the Thomas the Tank Engine movie. It was pretty sick. I'm not sure what else I came to see after that, but yeah, it was my first cinema experience here, so.
When the Storyhouse came about, did you ever come here before you joined?
Yeah, so like I said before, in turn, like I was drew in by like how accessible it was, but I, in my old job, I was supporting young people, and I was bringing a young man in on a one-to-one every Monday, kind of right at the beginning of Storyhouse opening, getting a free cup of tea because I was a student. So yeah, I've been coming since the beginning, really, on and off, and then now I'm here every day.
Some facts about the Storyhouse is that it was opened by the Queen. The library is open until 11 p.m. It was acting and reading and art clubs. Opened May 2017. It used to be called the Chester Performing Company.
Students, colleges, friends and family gathered to catch up with one another. Many events occur here with films constantly shown in the cinema on offer. Benjamin Zephaniah was named as the Storyhouse artist in the residence for 2021 and 22. Storyhouse is a good place to go for studying and for friendly catch-ups.